In today's Mishnah, we learn the fifth and sixth Mishnah from the eighth Perek of Masechta Bechorot, and we continue learning about different cases of Safek, different cases of doubt, and how it applies to Pidyon Bechorot. Mishnah begins, Shtei Nashim Sheshtei Nashim Shelo Bikru. So we're dealing with two couples, both the cases where the wives have not given birth yet. And they both give birth to boys, Ve'yoldu Shnei Zecharim, and then they got mixed up. Well, both husbands are obligated to give the five Selaim, Zenoten Chamesh Selaim Lekoen, Ve'zenoten Chamesh Selaim Lekoen. Despite the fact they can't identify which is their son, well, they both did give birth, or their wives both did give birth to boys, and that was their first birth. However, met echad mehem, what if one of them died betoch shloshim yom, within 30 days? Meaning that one of the fathers didn't have to give the money. So, im lekoen echad natnu, if they gave, both husbands gave money to the same kohen, yachzir lechem chamish slaim, then the kohen would return those five slaim to these two fathers who would divide it between them. Importantly, the Gemara is saying this is where one father gave his legal, if you like, power of attorney to the other father to do a joint claim. Because if they were each claiming from the kohen separately, that kohen would say, well, prove it to me that it was your son that passed away. And of course they cannot do so. They would, therefore, he would be able to retain the full sum of 10. However, im l'shnei kohenim lanu, if they gave money, each of the fathers gave the five selim to different kohenim, then en yochalim lotzi mi'adam, then neither of them would be able to claim them the money back, because neither of them can say that with certainty that it was their son that passed away. Zachar and Nekeva, if these two wives, again, these two different marriages, one gave birth to a boy, one gave birth to a girl, again, and they got mixed up, so we don't know which couple had the boy and which couple had the girl, then the fathers, Ha'avot Peturim, would be exempt, because each of them, the obligation is on the father of the Bechor, and we don't know who the father of this Bechor, this firstborn male, is. However, Haben, the son, will be Chayav Liftot Et Atzmo, since that boy himself is a Bechor, there's no doubt about it, that when he grows up, he would be Chayav, he'd be obligated to redeem himself, meaning give those five slaim to the Kohen. Shnei Nekavah V'Zachar, if these two couples had given birth, in combination between the two of them, was two girls and a boy, or Shnei Zachrim v'Shnei Nekavot, two boys and two girls, since the firstborn from each couple could have been a girl, in other words, there's a doubt whether there's an obligation of pinyon aben at all, then en kan l'kohen klum, the kohen cannot claim anything. Now let's learn Mishnah Vav. Achad bikra v'achad shelo bikra, shel Shnei Anashim. So again, we're dealing with two couples. One couple have already had a child, another one had not. Ve'aldu Shnei Zachrim, and they gave birth to two boys, and the two boys got mixed up. Zeh shelo bikra ito, that the husband or the family that had not yet had a child yet, well, the father would be obligated to pay noten chamesh slaim, because despite the fact he can't identify which of the two boys is his, nonetheless, the one that is his is the firstborn. Now, if these two couples, they gave birth to a zachar and a keva and got mixed up, ein kan l'kohen klum, the kohen would not be able to claim anything. Because, again, it's quite possible that the girl was born to the couple that whose it is the their first child. Now, meta ben betoch shloshim yon. We're dealing with a normal case here where it's just a standard case. So we know who the father is, we know who the boy is, and unfortunately the father did do pidyon aben, but then he did it prematurely, and the child unfortunately died before the 30-day period ran out, or he reached 30 days old. It says, despite the fact he's given the kohen the money, yachzir lo chamesh slaim, the kohen would need to return it because he's not obligated to do the pidyon aben. He wasn't obligated to do so. So therefore, there's no financial claim for this kohen. He'd have to return the money. However, lachar shloshim yom, if the child died after 30 days, afa pi shelo natan, even if the father hadn't yet paid, yiten. The obligation in the Torah is to pay. That is because there's the chachamim understand there's a gzeira shava. There's a similar word used, erech and erech, from the parsha of Arachin, which we learnt whole masechta about not so long ago. And then the youngest erech is that of 30 days. Understanding is once the child reaches 30 days, that bechor, the father must pay the money, even if the child unfortunately passes away. Met b'yom shloshim, what if it dies on the 30th day? Well, according to the first opinion, it's koyom shelefanav. It's as if it's died before 30 days and he wouldn't have to pay. And that would mean even if he had paid, the kohen would have to return the money. And that's based on, again, the psukim refer to min chodesh lamala, meaning for 30 days onwards. It's understanding it's really from onwards and not the 30th day itself. However, Rabbi Kiva has a suffix, has a doubt, and therefore he rules as follows. Im natan, if he's already paid the kohen, lo yitol, the kohen wouldn't have to give the money back. However, im lo natan, if he hasn't paid yet, then lo yiten, he wouldn't have to pay, because there's a doubt whether there's an obligation at all if the child unfortunately died on the 30th day. Meta abatoch shloshim yom, if the father dies within 30 days, then we say bechezkat shelo nifteu, there's a strong assumption we can make that the father had not yet performed pidyon aben. So if this child then grows up, he would have to do pidyon aben himself. However, ad shi yavi raya shivta, unless that we can bring proof that the pidyon haben was performed. Lachar shloshin yom, if it's after 30 days of father died, after the child had reached 30 days old, then becheskat shinifter, we can assume the father did perform pidyon haben, ad shiomru lo shelo nifter, unless the father, before he died, instructed others to saying he had not yet performed the pidyon haben. Hu liftot, ubno liftot. What if we've got a situation where the father was a firstborn, and his father did not perform a pidyon haben? And there's a question regarding should he to pidyon himself or on his own firstborn son, who goes first? So Mishnah says, "Hu kodem et aben." He would go first. His pidyon would go first. Rabbi Yehuda says, "Beno kodmo." No, he has to pidyon haben on his son. Why? Shemitzvato alaviv. His pidyon was on his own father, or mitzvah bano, but the mitzvah pidyon haben of his son is on him. So therefore, since it's his mitzvah to do on his son, he should do on his son first. Now the Gemara explains that really this is a more complicated case than it would seem. Meaning, if this father in this situation only had 5 slayim in hand, everyone agreed that he'd have to do pidyon haben on himself. That's it, because pidyon on himself is more preferable to pidyon on his son. The debate is regarding a situation where his father, meaning the father's father, who was obligated to pidyon haben, then sold land that was worth 5 slayim. And this father here only has 5 slayim in his disposal. So Rabbi Yehuda says, well, we've seen this debate recently, that malveh haktuv b'Torah, since the obligation is written in the Torah, it's like a contractual loan. And therefore the Kohen can go claim that money back from those who purchased the land from his father. And therefore, since that money can be claimed, then the pidyon that was required for himself can be claimed, and therefore the money that's remaining can do pidyon haben for his son. However, Chachamim say no, that the malveh b'Torah, since the obligation written in the Torah doesn't have the force of a contractual loan, and therefore that money, that land that was sold, the Kohen cannot claim the funds back from it. So therefore, the only money that we can talk about is the money that this father has in his hand. And therefore, if he uses it to do pidyon haben for his son, then there's no money to pidyon haben on himself. Therefore, and everyone agrees in that case, that if there's only 5 slayim for himself, then he would go first. It's only, again, just to repeat, the only case is debated is because a contributor in a technical case where the money can be claimed elsewhere, about which the Chachamim disagree that the money cannot be claimed in that case. Those are the Mishnah today.